In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Yesterday was the service of, we had the liturgy, but it was the service of remembering the souls, the Saturday of souls, after the liturgy. But it's a special Saturday. It's called the Saturday of Souls. Does anybody know why does the Saturday of Souls occur yesterday before this Sunday's reading, before this one that you just heard, which was all about the end of the world and about Christ's second coming? Have you ever thought about that? Why did the church insert the Saturday of Souls service, which we did yesterday, right before this reading of the second coming of Christ, what we call today the Sunday of Judgment, or Judgment Sunday? There's clearly a relationship. Everything we do in the church is mathematically precise. What the church is saying is how important it is, how critical, how necessary, how needful for us to care for our souls, but also for the souls of all our loved ones that have passed. Why? Because of the reading that you heard today, of what will happen to every person who's ever lived at the second coming of Christ. What was interesting yesterday, and I have to say I was disappointed that there weren't many people here. And I hope we can do better in the next two Saturdays. We'll have another opportunity to pray for your loved ones. Pray for your family members who've passed away. This is what we prayed for. The prayer says, we pray for the blessed memory and eternal repose of all pious Orthodox Christians who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection unto life everlasting. Emperors, patriarchs, bishops, priests, deacons, hieromonks, deacon monks, monks, nuns, fathers, mothers, forebears, grandparents, great-grandparents, parents, spouses, children, siblings, and all our relatives, from the beginning until the end of time, past and future, we are praying for the souls of those Orthodox Christians who will come after us in the future. Imagine. And for the forgiveness of all their sins, both voluntary and involuntary. How important it is then for us to come together at every opportunity to pray for the souls of our loved ones, to pray for ourselves. In fact, we do it in every liturgy in the proscomedi. Because we are living in this expectation of Christ's imminent second coming. And if we lose sight of that, if we think, well, that's just something in the future I won't have to worry about, we're missing the whole point of what it means to be an Orthodox Christian. For us, the past and the future are now. We don't operate on a linear timeline. The past and the future are today. How many times in the liturgy do we say, today? Today salvation has come. So we have to snap out of this mentality that somehow we are not responsible for what we think might happen later. It is our obligation, our duty today. Now, if you look closely at this icon of Christ, or one you might have at home, you're going to notice something very, very important. And there's two things One is his eyes, and the other, what he's doing with his hands. With his right hand, he's blessing, and with his left hand, he's holding the gospel. That's a significant posture, and it corresponds to the reading of today's gospel reading, the second coming. The Lord said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne," as he is depicted in the icon, sitting on his throne. "Before him will be gathered all the nations." That's all of you. "He will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at the left. And the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" From the point of view of Christ, we see how the icon corresponds to his words. Because with his right hand, he is blessing the sheep whom he has separated and placed at his right side. And he calls them blessed of my Father. And with this gesture of this blessing, he says, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." Why are they blessed? They are blessed with eternal life because they spent their earthly life blessing others. And Christ says that by doing so, they did it to him. "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." In his left hand, he's holding the gospel. And the gospel contains not only the prophecies and the New Testament accounts about him, about who he was and what he said and what he did, what he accomplished, but also about the love of God and what is required for one to be saved. That God is merciful, but also that the world will end and that Christ will judge all mankind. And corresponding to this, the goats are placed at his left side. And instead of receiving a blessing, they are shown the gospel. Because in their lifetimes, they heard the message of the gospel, which told them to love, to show mercy, to be humble, to sin, to not sin, to forgive, to confess, to have faith in Christ. But they failed to respond to this message of the gospel in their own lives because of unbelief, because of apathy, because of laziness, because of lack of love, because they did not have their priorities straight. And therefore, it is the gospel message which judges them. This is what Christ says in John 15, 22. "If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin." The sheep are blessed with eternal life. The goats are cursed with eternal damnation. "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." The sheep were blessed with eternal life because, like Christ, they gave of their lives, of their time, of their love, of their resources for others. They didn't give God their leftovers. They didn't give God their leftover time, their leftover attention, their leftover money. They put God first. The goats receive eternal damnation because, like the devil and his angels, they were prideful, selfish, hurtful, and uncaring. Finally, there is another feature in the icon, and that is his eyes. Because he's looking directly at you and me. And he's saying, which one are you? Are you one of my sheep, or are you one of the goats? And only you can answer that question. Because when Christ comes to judge the world, his criterion is clearly expressed in this gospel reading today. How can we be sure that we are like the sheep and not like the goats? Well, the sheep listen to their shepherd. They love their shepherd. How do we love the shepherd? By loving others as he loves us. And the sheep follow their shepherd. How do we follow the shepherd? By living the way he lived. Follow me, he says. Live with bold faith, with a willingness to sacrifice, a willingness to forgive. How do we hear his voice and remain close to him? Through prayer, by reading his words in the scriptures, by receiving him into our bodies and souls in Holy Communion. How do we avoid being lost sheep? By not allowing anything in our lives to make us lose sight of him. But if we make a mistake and we sin, to come to him in the sacrament of confession so that he will forgive us. How do we avoid being caught by the wolf or stolen by the thief? By not being caught up by the cares of life only, and only seeking after pleasure and money and anything else that steals us away from our relationship with Christ and causes us to completely give our mind and heart to something or someone else. In just a week, the journey of Great Lent gives us the opportunity, while there is still time, to stand before your icon of Christ every day. And instead of fearing him, to trust and believe in his compassion and his love and ask him to be your shepherd. But how will you know of his love and of compassion if you have not come to him and repented? How will you experience it if you have not confessed? Allow him to be your shepherd. And strive to live your life every day according to the gospel as one of his beloved sheep. And you will be blessed by the Father with eternal life in a kingdom prepared for you before the foundations of the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.